Hello, and welcome to episode 137 of the Not Your Mama's Gamer podcast, a podcast where we talk about games and gaming from a feminist perspective. My name is Samantha Blackman, and I'm an associate professor here at Purdue University in wonderful West Lafayette, Indiana, where I talk about, read about, write about, amongst other things,
frogs, video
games. Video games, and apparently frogs.
Actually probably
turtles tonight.
Yes, turtles tonight. And bees. I am joined tonight by one podcast regular and one podcast newbie. Tonight I am joined by the usual Alicia Carabinas. We'll come back to her in a moment. new guest writer and podcaster, Lee Hibbert. Hello, Lee.
Hello.
How are you?
I am good. I am surviving as usual.
Good, good. Survival is good. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Lee. Who are you?
Let's see. I am a first year PhD student at Purdue University, and I am a student, I'm a teacher, I am an all-around nerd, and when I'm not playing video games, I'm usually thinking about playing video games and doing other things related to popular culture when I'm not yelling about LGBT and trans rights, which is the other thing I do on a regular basis.
Sounds like a good thing to do. And of course, as I said before, we are also joined tonight by Alicia Carabinas. Hello, Alicia.
Hey.
Tell us who you are, darling.
I'm Alicia Carabinas, obviously. I'm a second year PhD student at Purdue University, which makes me 100% better than Lee.
Rude.
And I also study games and sometimes turtles. Mostly, though, I just irritate Sam. Yeah, mostly, yes. I just irritate Sam.
That is what you are. Really, really good at. You're going to get a PhD in irritating the shit out of me.
You know, I'm working on updating my CV right now. Should I just put that down there?
I think you should.
Professional irritant.
Definitely. Put that under expertise.
I will never get a job. Not this one. She's irritating. Yep. Sabotage.
All right, so we're going to jump in and do our usual. We'll start with the what you're playing, what you're reading, what you're drinking, because those are always the fun things to talk about. And since Lee is still a podcast newbie, we will allow him to go first.
Oh, good.
On our things tonight. So we'll start with what you're playing. What you been playing lately, Lee?
What have? I'm still playing a little bit of Zenith, which I did my power hour for last week. I'm stuck, actually, because that first boss fight is a doozy. The controls just, they hate me. It's the only way that I can explain it.
Lee, obviously, you're just going to need to get good.
Apparently. You know what sucks about getting good? It's having to do all that getting.
Yeah.
Good, I'm in favor. Not so much.
Getting is a pain in the ass.
Like, I should keep playing this game, or I could go and play some more Bioshock. I picked up the Bioshock remaster a couple of weeks ago, and so far it's very pretty.
It is very pretty.
It's very, very pretty, and I've watched a couple of the director commentaries, and there's this cool feature where they have like a little museum. You can go and look at all the concept art, but it's like a walkthrough. So I've been looking at some of the weird monster concepts. cool. as opposed to actually playing. And I've started replaying Borderlands 2 with a couple of friends who I know from fandom communities, which is really entertaining because one of my friends has written a lot of Borderlands 2 fan fiction. So while we're playing, she will talk about some of those scenarios, and it's become this very strange sort of fandom history discussion in addition to gaming.
That sounds like fun.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Well, where geekdoms collide.
That's my whole life.
So, Alicia Karabinas, what are you playing, darling?
Well, as we're going to discuss, perhaps there's one game, but I guess I'm not going to mention that yet. Other than that, I've been playing Hearthstone as usual. A couple of my friends are super into Hearthstone, so about 90% of our conversations degenerate into Hearthstone talk. And at first, I hated it when they did it, and now I'm doing it with them. And it kind of makes me mad, but it's also super fun. So I'm in the middle of an existential crisis. I've also been replaying Her Story. Yeah, I know. Because my students are doing a unit on Her Story in our first year composition class, and we have discovered some really amazing things. I'll probably write about it a little bit for the blog. But it's been really fun. If you are teaching in any capacity and can include a game, that's one I really recommend. It's useful in a variety of ways. It will surprise you.
Cool. All right, then I guess it's my turn. So I am playing the same thing that we're all playing and we're going to talk about tonight because, you know, that's what we do. I'm also playing some other fun stuff. Well, not that this one wasn't fun. That's how they're horrible. I'm also playing some other fun
stuff. That game was shitty, but now I'm playing.
I am playing ReCore. Because, you know, ReCore, and I've been waiting to play it. Nah. Other than the interminable load times, even after that last patch, the game's pretty good. It's good for just kind of chilling out because the game's not terribly hard. And it's fun to kind of run around and fight robots and upgrade stuff and hear a little bit of, you know, it's kind of like, because you're playing BioShock now, Lee. So especially in BioShock Infinite, kind of all the audio files. I really got into the audio files in that one. Then there's lots of audio files in ReCore. So I just sit back and kind of run around and listen to the audio files and have a little fun with it.
Awesome.
Sam, I'm sorry. Did you say you were playing Mega Man?
What? Shut your face. I'm gonna fight you. So, that's what I'm gonna do.
I've got to tell the story. We've been studying Sam's copy of ReCore in one of our classes. We've been looking at a number of games, but that's one of them. And we've discovered a number of ways really inspired by Mega Man, and it makes Sam real angry when we bring it up. So of course I bring it up approximately every 14 seconds.
Pretty much. That's accurate timing. I checked.
You are so mean to me.
Somebody has to be.
I know.
It really is, though. I mean, you dash around in a very Mega Man-y way. You got, like, your little suit that makes you look kind of, your little, like, arm stuff that makes you look kind of androidy. It's like exoskeleton, but whatever. You got your dog. You got the disembodied dad figure giving you instructions. That shit is Mega Man. You got little combos flashing up on screen. Mega Man.
Mm-hmm. Not Mega Man.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mega Girl.
Because Mega. The gender is the issue we have going on.
Thank you.
Anyway, I'm sorry, least, I interrupted you.
Know, get that part right. So, in addition to ReCore, I'm also playing a game. It's a little puzzle based game that's coming out on the Xbox One next week. It's already out on Steam, but I'm playing it on the Xbox One. It's by Woot Games. That's WHOOT Games. It's called Castles, and it's kind of It is a match three game with a twist. You have to match 10 different things that they want you to match, either matching three blocks by color or three blocks that all have the same tool on them to build that tool. Color tools, a couple of other things. And so you have to make those matches. And once you match 10, you build a level of a tower. So those things, I've been playing that, and I'll talk more about that. I'll talk more about that soon. So I've been playing a lot of that because it's a lot of fun just to, I've had a real kind of crappy week. So just being able to kick back and do games that are, and not do games, but play games that are not really kind of thought intensive have been really good for me. So that, and then I am playing the game that we're, like I said, we're talking about tonight. And one other thing, because Pokemon Sun and Moon is coming out in like 6 weeks. Not that I'm counting.
I'm counting.
I went back and finished because I realized somehow I didn't okay, let me start by saying this. I did not pick up Alpha Sapphire or Omega Red because they just didn't appeal to me. They were not as good looking to me as the others were. Go back and finish. Alicia's throwing me off. I did go back and finish X, which I went back and I was like, oh, I'm just gonna go collect some more Pokemon because I'll be able to carry them over into the new game. So I went back and I noticed that I had not finished the game. I had one gym and the Pokemon League battle to finish. So I went back this week and got my 8th gym and did my Pokemon League battle. So there's that.
Excellent. I really need to finish replaying X because when I first got X, it was before I came out. So I was playing through as a completely different gender. So I boot the game up and I go, oh, well, it's been a long time since I've played this game. I should maybe restart. This is awkward.
It's like, oh, yeah.
Especially because X is the one with the customizable hair and the outfits. And I'm just sitting here going, that is not the look I'm going for at this point. Mm-mm.
Yep. You know, they keep dropping the ball on gender characters in a lot of the games for the DS. And I've talked about this over and over and over again between the Pokemon games, between the Pokemon games and the Animal Crossing games, you know, because if you choose to, in the Animal Crossing games, to play a female-bodied character, but you don't want to wear traditionally feminine clothes, it will allow you to do it. But then you have the shopkeep who always says something stupid like, well, you're really not supposed to wear that, but I guess if you really want to, I'll give it to you. And you're like, really? Mm-hmm. Really? Is this where we gotta go? Mm-hmm. So, yeah. They keep dropping the ball on that. You know, it's like, just make clothes and shut the fuck up. Can we do that?
Yes. Can we do that? I am in favor of this.
It's pretty dumb.
It is super dumb. So, I don't know. I'm looking forward to Pokemon Sun and Moon, even though, you know, when I went and I looked at the character creator, between the fact that I think they offer 4 or 5 shades in terms of skin color and, you know, still hair that does not match mine in any way, shape, or form. And the clothing is still super gendered. So I'm looking at it and I'm like, oh, guess I'm playing a dude body again. That's just what's got to happen. So it's like at some point something's got to give, right? Mm-hmm. But apparently not with Sun and Moon yet either. Even though people were talking about how much better it was going to be. Yeah, I don't see it.
Better is apparently relative.
To someone.
To somebody.
But anyway, that's what I've been playing. What about reading? Who's reading something interesting?
Define it.
Lee, what you reading?
Define interesting, always good. I am reading the book Getting Gamers, which is all about psychology and the psychology of gaming. And I just finished up a chapter that's all about why people cheat and why they cheat at games. And there's a lot of stuff in there about gold farming. And so it's an interesting perspective because most of what I've read in terms of games and criticism is less psychologically oriented. So it's a different perspective than what I'm used to.
All right. So, sorry. What about you, Alicia? You read anything interesting?
I've been reading lots of general media criticism on toxicity in digital communities and related groups, and also, though, how that manifests in other things. Like, I don't want to say too much because I might write about this soon, too. But, geez, about a fandom or a community. Mm-hmm. Very fascinating stuff. But now I want to read Getting Gamers. I need the semester to be over so I can do more fun stuff.
Agreed.
Read more fun stuff.
Already I need the semester to be over. I'm so screwed.
It's like we are doomed.
Oh, we were just talking about that today. We only have like 9 weeks.
Mm-hmm. We were talking about it in class. And yeah, that's why I haven't gotten much further into Getting Gamers, because I'm reading stuff for comp theory. Like a good student.
Yeah, blame me.
I'm so sorry. I hear the teacher for that is super rude, too.
You're not even joking. That's what I heard.
I mean, she let us play Scribblenauts, so I'm not exactly going to complain.
See? I heard she curses a lot in class, but you know, that's not necessarily a bad thing.
I mean, I do that too. That's part of my teaching ethos.
So let's go ahead and jump into the fun part, which is the what you're drinking. That's what everybody really, really downloads this podcast for, to see what we're drinking this week.
Only if we have something really interesting.
Yeah, I know. Only if we have something interesting. Nothing particularly interesting. I realized as I was walking home that I had no alcohol in the house except for a bottle of champagne my mom got me when I moved in. So I'm having a little bit of that. And I picked up some cider. It's just Woodchuck. I was like, this is what's available at the corner store.
Don't you can't tell Sam that you're drinking Woodchuck.
Will it be bad?
Yes.
Oh.
Your life is over.
Really?
I was desperate. They
just turned into a frat boy on the podcast.
I am not proud. I am not proud. It was a long day. That was what I could find.
Sometimes you just have to do what you have to do, Lee.
Sorry, I drank all of my wine during the debate earlier this week, so I was out. I was out.
All right, well, we'll cut you some slack this time.
I promise next time I'll drink something more interesting.
What about you, Alicia Carabinas? What you drinking?
Well, I have a coffee for one because I'm working. Usually I'm sitting here playing Hearthstone or Peggle or some nonsense while we're podcasting, but tonight I'm working and I'm working after the podcast. So I have a coffee and then I wanted to have some booze.
Apparently so am I.
Yeah, you are. So I'm just drinking a hard root beer. But it is
what kind?
The Coney Island.
See, you know, I really wanted to like those hard root beers.
But you're a hater?
But I'm a hater. I'm not even gonna hold you up.
How do you live your life?
Well, other people have benefited from it because I kept going out and buying hard root beers drink like one and then give them away. So
that is true. No one can complain about that.
No, you can't. You cannot complain because you benefit from it.
Best alcohol is
despite all the shit you hate.
That is the damned truth. Except I won't drink cheap, crappy beer, even if it's free. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't drink cheap, crappy beer either. So yeah. I can feel you on that.
So hard root beer for me. How about you, Sam?
I am drinking a Bean Blossom Hard Cider. A peach flavored cider. Ooh. This week. Well, so here's the thing. So I saw they have something new at the package store. Usually the Bean Blossom only comes in the 750 milliliter bottle, So, and I don't like to, once I open one, it's like, I got to finish this because it's not going to be good if I put it back in the refrigerator and pull it out like tomorrow. So I was at the store and they now have the Bean Blossom in the 500 milliliter bottle, which may not be significantly less, but it feels like it. It's all about perspective. So I'm going to drink this 500 milliliter bottle. And then Alicia's going to ask me to do something and she's going to wish she hadn't.
It'll be all right.
It'll be all right. So yes, I'm drinking the Bean Blossom Peach. And like I said earlier, but I said it off air, is that I've noticed tonight also as I was looking at the bottle more closely, because the bottle's shaped differently, but the label's a little different, that the reason that the Bean Blossom probably hits me a little harder than some of the other ciders, well, that the fact that one, it usually comes in a 750 milliliter bottle, but it's also like 8.5% alcohol, which is more substantial than the usual ciders, which are like 6% or less.
Yep.
Because if you get like the Radlers, those are like 3%. It's like soda pop, and then so you can drink those all day long.
Don't insult my Radlers.
I like Radlers, but I'm just saying you can drink them all day long because they're like 3% alcohol. But the other ciders, even the craft ciders, are usually running about 6%. You know, 6.2, 6.3. Now this is like 8.5%. So, you know, it packs a bit of a punch. And when you're drinking a 750 milliliter bottle, no wonder I was waking up with a headache the next day.
I know somebody else who just needs to get good.
I'm sorry. I used to drink, be able to drink like you would not believe. I can still drink without like getting drunk, but it will give me a headache the next day these days because I'm getting old.
Yeah, getting old as hell.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's no fun. Don't ever do it. Don't die, but don't get old either.
Remain young forever.
Yes. Botox and hormones. That's what you need.
Woohoo! And possibly the blood of, you know, evil
of innocence.
Yeah, or innocence. Whatever, really. Just whatever kind of blood floats your boat.
Mm-hmm. I'm good with that. All right.
So we have an issue of the week.
We do.
Or more like dun 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 dun. A game of the week.
A game of the week. So this week we're going to talk about. So this week, actually last week now, right? Firewatch came out on the Xbox One. It came out on the PlayStation 4 and on the PC a while ago when everybody played it. And everybody was like raving about it, but I had not played it.
Nor I.
Because I'm slow playing PC games. I don't know about other people. It takes me a while to get around to them if they're on PC. Because, you know, then I have to like drag my actual PC out, make sure it's updated. And, you know, dust the keyboard off and all that other kind of shit. I need a new PC is what I need, but maybe I play more PC games. But I think I said that with the last one I bought. So I thought it would be a wonderful idea for us to play Firewatch so we can talk about it.
Yay.
So I pulled Alicia and Lee into it with me. Well, Alicia, I thought about you immediately because I know how you are about narrative-based games.
Yes, this was my absolute jam.
I was like, Alicia will love this game so much.
Well, it's not just that it's a narrative-based game, if I may begin.
Okay, yes, please.
Wait, before we start, a question.
Yes.
Are we considering this a spoiler cast or like maybe the last third?
We'll do the last third of a spoiler cast.
Okay, so you're right. I do like narrative-based games. Though, I mean, we can argue that all games are narrative-based in a sense. But because of my creative writing background, I like a very specific kind of narrative. I like a narrative that is a good story. Mm-hmm. It's very lacking in games. Here's what I like about Firewatch. It is
a real character story. There's an inciting incident that inspires the character to go out and do something different. That character experiences many things that results in some sort of change based on how you play the game.
Mm-hmm.
A wonderful medium for good stories. And then there is a semi-satisfying ending. It's just a really good textbook structure for a story, and you just don't get that very often.
This is true, right? I mean, usually, even if you get good characters, the things that go on around it, the incidents that go on around it, are so either boring or utterly ridiculous that it just makes the whole thing fall apart.
Yes.
So we were talking about a bit about this, and we're not getting into the spoilery part yet, kind of not. But one of the things that I really liked about this game is, one, yes, the story. Two, the fact that there's always some question for me about what comes next with the story, even though at certain points I'm like, yeah, I know what's about to happen, over and over again. So that is kind of the reason. Okay, so we have to tell this story, because you've told a story before about all the horrible things that I've done to you in the past by making you play, Alicia, that is, by making you play games and not telling you when certain things are coming.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You have a really bad habit.
And I have to admit, I did it once. That doesn't make it a habit.
And I cried on your sofa while you streamed me play.
Yes, yes, you did. And I felt horrible.
It was the worst.
It was the worst, and I felt horrible.
Never forget.
So, funny story. I say, let's play this game. And Alicia's like, okay, well, let's play the game. And I said, before I gave any kind of warnings, I say, have you played? She's like, I haven't played it. And I said, have you seen this game played? And she said, yes.
Okay, hang on. Pause for a poll. Does have you seen the game played mean you know everything that happens? Choose yes or no. Do. Oh, look, overwhelmingly, everyone said no.
In my defense, it's not my fault. Nope, not taking the blame for that one.
Lee, choose a side now. Choose a side.
You're always trying to get me to choose a side. I feel like I'm, I don't know, dealing with... This is a broken home. I don't like it when my parents fight. I'm new here. I don't know what's going on. You both have valid points. Please don't make me cry.
Make him choose. It's okay.
Next time.
So, and we'll get to the triggery spoilery part in just a bit. But okay, so here's one of the things about the story for me. The story was very much about real people, which is something we don't get in games.
No, we really don't.
Character Hank / Henry, who is a middle-aged, balding, overweight white dude. Yeah, he's a dude, but he is not the typical Nathan Drake knockoff dude.
And he isn't.
He's a horribly flawed character.
Yep.
So here's this dude who marries a woman. Who develops early onset dementia.
Oh, and can I say that hit super close to home, because she's a professor?
Yes.
And I just thought, oh my gosh, imagine losing that much of your life that you'd worked that hard for. Wow.
Yeah.
It hit very close to home for me too. I've my grandmother is currently dealing with dementia, and a lot of what was going on in that first part of the game, I was just sitting there thinking about the last time I saw her and how hard that is for my family. And it's just, it was very affecting. I was sitting there going, oh, geez. Oof. Super emotional.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. I think that a lot of us at a certain age start to experience having family members that are dealing with dementia, right? Or have dealt with some kind of situation, and you see this happen. Like I say, he's a horribly flawed character because his wife is dealing with early onset dementia, and caregiving is hard. Uh-huh. If you've never been a full-time caregiver to a loved one, know this, it is hard as fuck. Right. So, I mean, and he takes up drinking. Right. So in many ways, you're sitting there and you're like, okay, I understand why this happens. I understand why you want to drink at this point, because you know what? That is the only solace that you feel sometimes. But then at the same time, it's like, you know what? That's not a right you have, because you also have to take care of another human being. So, you know, it this game, like, really, like, playing through it really caused me to struggle. I mean, it put me on the struggle bus in a big-ass way. Right? And I'm like, so, yeah, I'm like, anyways, I'm like, yeah, you know what? Sometimes you just need a drink. And then at the same time, I'm like, how dare you? You know, you've committed to this. So how are you going to do this kind of thing? It's hard.
I got to stop you, though. I got to stop you here. Because okay. I think you just... revealed one of the first ways that the narrative can diverge without changing the overall arc. My Henry drank early in their relationship, but did not continue drinking. There was not a focus of the narrative.
Really?
Nope.
Interesting.
There are those questions you answer at the beginning, right? Mm-hmm. And I was wondering who's going to control the setup of the game.
Oh, see, my Henry got a DUI.
No. Yeah, my Henry tried very hard to take care of Julia until he just couldn't anymore.
Oh, wow. Then I made some fucked up choices, because
I'm right there with you. I made those choices.
Because my Henry was drunk as fuck, got a DUI, was not taking care of Julia. When her family came to check on her and check on him, the house was all fucked up, and they were like, nope, we're taking her back to Australia.
Yep.
No, but see, there is a question that gets raised later, because later in the game, in fact, it's very specific. Henry got along really well with Julia's sister Susan. When her family finally came, he was going to put her in a home, and they agreed with his decision. But then later in the story, suddenly she was in Australia and her family hated him. So I didn't know what happened there. I wonder if there was some slippage.
Maybe. Yeah, in the decision trees, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Weird.
Really?
Huh. Oh, see, my Henry was an asshole.
Yeah, mine too.
Sam, when Henry was posing for the drawing that Julia did, how did your Henry pose? Was it He-Man or Victoria's Secret?
Victoria's Secret.
See, that's what I did, too. Okay, so that's not it. It's not the He-Man.
Yeah, it's not the He-Man thing, because I did the He-Man thing.
Right.
And you still got DUI Henry, huh?
Oh, yeah, I still got DUI Henry.
Yeah, I did Victoria's Secret. Huh.
I wonder what the choice was.
I wonder, too. Which dog did you guys get?
I got the Beagle.
Yeah, I got the Beagle. I love Beagles.
What did you do when you were mugged? I scared the guy away.
Yeah, me too. The one where you scared all three of you? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah, I didn't beat him.
Yeah, I didn't beat him.
So it wasn't that. It had to be some small random thing. I wonder if it's just random.
It could be, but I don't know what that accomplishes.
I know.
Because my Henry specifically did not get a DUI. Huh.
Wow. Yeah, my Henry got a DUI. Drinking too much tequila. And then, like, later when in the narrative, when he's talking to Delilah and she's talking about drinking tequila, he says something like, yeah, I had a bad time with tequila one time.
Yeah, no, I didn't get that either. Wow. Huh. Because I remember that specifically. She was talking about keeping it in the creek, right? And her sister used to make margaritas the size of her head.
Yep.
Yeah. Wow. I love this. This makes me so happy. This is my favorite thing in game. Other than survival games that kill you a lot. Wow.
I really want to know what that is. We're going to have to look that up. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to look at what those choices were that made, you know, Henry get a DUI.
Yeah.
So, And it wasn't that, you know, and it wasn't that he wasn't taking care of her, and that's why her family came and took her away. That's interesting. So now I'm interested to see what other kinds of things. And you said you chose, Lee, you chose the beagle as well.
I did, yeah.
For your dog. And you chose not to beat up the mugger, but to scare him away. Put your hand in your pocket.
I have a question. Did you guys ask Julia not to take the job at Yale or to commute?
I asked her to commute.
I asked her to commute too. What the hell was it?
I also asked her to commute.
We all chose the.
These I wonder if it is legitimately random, because at the beginning, at least, because that would be really interesting. You play the hand that you're dealt.
Ooh. It's an interesting narrative choice for a game, especially because games usually have that sort of thing very set in stone. You can follow the trees as they go through. Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. Okay. We need to invite somebody to the podcast because I must know.
Tell us.
Let's all. So I want to go back to this because, you know, we have these, like I said, we have Henry, who is this flawed character. At the same time, well, you know, your Henry was different from my Henry. I felt no connection to Henry whatsoever because I was angry at him all the time. and because I'm a raging bitch and I hold a grudge, apparently. I was angry at him all the time. I was angry about Julia. I was angry that, you know, And like I said, you know, here, this is personal baggage, I'm sure, right? this is all my personal baggage. So I'm angry at him. I'm angry that he had not done the things that I felt he should have done. What about, did anybody else, is it just me? Is it me and my personal baggage? Or did he just not feel like a sympathetic character?
Maybe that's yours, because mine was. I mean, not a perfect character.
No.
I have some feelings about the fact that he was allowed to be naked and larger bodied, if you will.
Yes.
When I'm sure that that would never happen with a female character. But my Henry was relatively earnest. A little snarky. But not like in a mean way necessarily. And seemed to be just trying to pick his life back up after a really horrible thing happened. But he didn't know how to do it.
Yeah, see, that wasn't my Henry. And I guess that's why. Because, you know, it was like, it was not only was, yeah, he was snarky. But he wasn't trying to pick his life up. He was running.
Yeah. It was very much felt like running. To me.
Yeah. He was running. I mean, because he had actually at a point. Did your Henry Lee hospitalize Julia?
No, it was just her parents taking her back to Australia.
Okay. Yeah, even before, you know, before she had gone back to Australia, they had hired like temporary help that came a couple of times a week. And and it was like, oh, he couldn't wait for those days when the help came.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was just like, he just didn't fucking want to be there.
No, I got that too, but
he was very much not the sympathetic character to me.
That was when I got the option of the nurse suggesting that Julia go into a home, and it's like, you sit with it for a couple of months, and then I chose, to put her in a home. Does that make me a bad person?
Oh, see, maybe that's what it is. Did you choose to put Julia in a home, Lee?
No, I didn't put her in the home.
The yeah, home.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's what it was, because I didn't either.
Yeah, the other option was you're determined to take care of her yourself, but it didn't seem to be working. So I chose the other option, which seemed to be, to me, a better choice for Julia.
Which, you know, speaking as someone who has that family member in a home or assisted living community, it is ultimately better, as painful as it is, to deal
yeah,
with.
Yeah, I mean, I sat there for a long time like, oh, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, see, I was like, nope. And we've talked about this before, right? Here's where you get into things that are cultural, right?
Mm.
In the African American community, you don't do that. Mm-hmm. if there is a choice, you don't do that.
You know that. I'm not that I would ever doubt the cultural validity of what you're saying, but thinking back, my great grandmother was in a home. She also had dementia, and I don't remember more than maybe two people of color in general.
Yeah,
the whole time she was there, and I mean we were in Arkansas, so it's not like
there wasn't no black people around.
Yeah, it's not like it was just all white all the time. Yeah, huh.
That's interesting.
That is really interesting. Yeah. We've run into this a couple of times before, where like some very specific background issues significantly changed the narrative.
Yeah, I mean, because that was the thing for me. I was like, nope, you don't put them in a home. You take care. This is what you do. So that I guess that was the difference, right? And choosing not to put Julia in a home, it puts so much stress on him that he starts drinking heavily.
Yeah.
Huh. Wow.
Good to know. It's like, you did this to yourself. Kidding. That's horrible. Okay.
I'm glad we got to the bottom of that though. Cause I was really going to be like, yeah. Yeah, my hair.
It never occurred to me, because I was like, "Who would choose to put their wife in a home?"
I mean, I God, now I feel so bad, but I really did. I agonized on my couch, and Terry, my husband, he was with me while I was playing part of the game, and I don't think he was there then, but I just sat there for so long, like, "What do I do?"
Yeah, I sat there for a while thinking about it hard.
And yeah.
Yeah. A lot of my choice was very much based in the experience that I've had, which is like, I mean, not to get super personal, but whenever it came down to this sort of thing in my family, it was because, like, you know, my mom and her sisters are all working professionals. They have very complicated lives. They live all over the world. And there was just no way to feasibly have long-term personal care for my grandma, but that was what we wanted. So mm-hmm. I finally came down on the side of, I would definitely, you know, not put her in a home, because if I had any choice in the matter, I would want to be the one taking care of my family, even if it was hard. So, that tore me up.
Yeah.
A lot of those early moments were just really hard, because at first I wasn't sure that I liked Henry. I liked Julia. I liked that Julia was the one to propose to him.
Yeah.
That, you know, but it seemed like some of the options that I had weren't the things that I would choose if I were writing a character. So I was like, whatever. But he got more human to me as that went on, and I identified more with his struggle. And then when we got to Delilah, I didn't flirt much at first, because I was like, well, I feel like Henry needs to protect his heart.
Oh,
I hope that motherfucker burns down.
I know. Hope he dies in that lookout tower.
Damn.
That's horrible. I'm kidding.
Okay. Can we shift gears really quickly?
Sure. Since before we all say played. Something
did we all play on the Xbox, Lee, or did you play on the?
I was on the PS4.
Okay, then maybe you can tell us if there's a difference. Sam, the chat commands and stuff, the like hold down the left trigger, get the radio, and then select with the right trigger, and then like release. It took me so long to get used to that weird ass system. Didn't make any sense at all.
Oh, it's the same way on the PS4. I was there like, what the fuck am I doing? Okay, I'm going to screw this up.
Words for you. Elite controller.
Oh, God. It just makes you really happy to lord your privilege over us in this, doesn't it? Yeah, I have an elite controller because I have tenure. I get a real paycheck.
What's that?
Bitch. Terry took over for me for a minute because I was eating a snack and he had to control the dialogue, and I forgot to tell him what to do. So he was like, what the fuck? How do I? And I was like, oh, right. You got to press this really weird series of buttons. Hang on.
Some Konami code bullshit right there.
Yeah, I mean, it really was. Weird. I'm sure that it was probably a lot better on the computer for that. And once they had to program for a controller, they were like, I don't know, just pick a button.
Just do this thing.
Just
some random combination of buttons.
They're fine, right? The other thing that I thought was a weird decision, because mostly I thought the gameplay itself was pretty smooth. The other thing I thought was weird was that all of the boxes opened with the same code until there's one that's different. But I was like, why even have a fucking lock on a box if they're all going to be the goddamn same?
Well, that was the joke, is right. She told him, she was like, yeah, so I just put all the same code.
Ha ha ha, that's funny, but it takes me like a couple, I'm like, God, every time I get to a fucking box, I got to do this goddamn code. It doesn't matter at all.
And even when she...
I mean, that was a lot of work for a joke.
Well, you had, imagine if the code was different every time. It would have been even more work. I appreciated having all the codes the same.
I never forgot it. And my memory's terrible. So I'm sitting there going, no, exactly. I always know what the code is. That's good.
Yep. It's always working.
It's interesting that it plays against expectation, right? Because when you come across a lock, the expectation is you have to find the code. Mm-hmm. So there's that. It's like, oh, neat. It's just this random obstacle that's not really an obstacle at all. It shows how lax, too, everything is around there. But in practice, about the third time I had to open a box, I was like, fuck these fucking locks. I just want to pick up a rock and just smash this shit open. I was really glad that you didn't have to relock the boxes and reopen them later.
Yeah.
Because I checked every box again when I came back just in case anything had changed.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I'd have been real mad.
Well, you hate everything, so it doesn't matter. But
you know what?
What is not true about
Kiss
that statement?
Ass.
What is not true about
I
that
don't
statement?
Know. Shut up.
But I think that the fact that all the codes were the same, it felt more important when the code was changed for that last box.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was
even though it just became 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah.
So can I say, I don't know if anybody else had this, that that bit of the game was a little bugged for me. The poster on the wall of the trees, when she goes, look at it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So look at it, examine it. I did that. And then nothing happened. So I was like, oh, I guess that's all I needed to do. So I went off and found the area that I was supposed to find. And it kept saying, examine the poster. And I was like, uh-oh.
Mine did the same thing.
Okay. So
yeah, you were supposed to confirm it with her first.
Yeah, you had to confirm it. I didn't make it all the way down the tower before I realized. And I went back and went, oh, I have to confirm. What? It was...
Because Henry was kind of clueless, and he started to say a bunch of dumb stuff. And
like, stop talking.
Like, stop
talking.
Yeah, like, what are you doing?
We're being listened to. Stop.
You dumb.
Yeah, he was pretty dumb. Okay, so that makes sense, because I didn't confirm it. But then at the same time, and it didn't occur to me until you're talking about you got all the way downstairs. No, I got all the way to Cottonwood Creek or whatever the fuck it was. And then I was like, I'm not going back, because... Here's the thing about me in this game. I'm sure it took me longer to complete this game. I haven't looked at how long it took me. I'm sure it took me longer than everyone else on the face of the planet because my sense of direction sucks.
Oh.
Yes. Yes. So sometimes I would find myself like walking in circles, and then I'd be like, I don't know where I am. And then I'd turn around and I'd be right back where, like, I saw Jones Lake more than anybody else on the face of the fucking planet, I tell you.
There were a couple of times that I ran into issues with like where I didn't confirm something and I ran off to try to do the thing and then realized I had to do something else. And that sucked. But man, I started keeping my compass out nonstop.
Yeah, especially as I got later into the game and you went to new areas, I had my compass out all the time just to make sure.
Yep. Well, see, for me, it wasn't just the compass. I had to have my map out, too, because I had I'm horrible. I'm horrible at games like this because I have to look at my map constantly, which is why I like mini maps on a screen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because then I can see it, right? But I had to keep... But the thing with this game is you can't run with your map out.
I know.
Yep, you got to walk slowly.
I was like, how stupid is that? What, this map is impeding my legs?
It's a really big map, Sam.
It's not safe to run with a map.
It's like texting and driving. It's dangerous.
Apparently. You'd
run into a deer or something.
And so it was driving me crazy. I'd have to put my map away, and then I'd have to wait, and then I'd have to come back. And then again, take my map out, zoom in on my map, figure out where the hell I was going, all these things over and over again. And it was just so frustrating because, like I said, my sense of direction is so bad that I cannot just say, okay, I need to go southwest and then just go southwest. Mm-hmm. I have to keep checking to make sure, because otherwise, even though everything I'm looking at says I'm going southwest, I will automatically be going northeast.
Well, also, you had to go around a lot of stuff, right? Like, you couldn't go straight.
Yes.
I did find it felt very inconsistent on what Henry could climb and what he couldn't.
Well, he couldn't.
Oh, my God. Okay. I yelled a lot.
Why can't I climb this?
Like, why you can't just slide down that hill, you dumbass?
So, you know, you can't climb over a ledge that's 6 inches high, but you can jump down. You can jump down into a ravine that is literally 30 feet below you and land on your feet.
Yeah, it just depends on what's there and what's been built.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really felt sometimes I felt the code, right? Mm-hmm. Like it wasn't just a measure of how high something was or whatever. Like there had to be a specific spot.
Mm-hmm.
Once you started knocking trees over and stuff, right, you had to, it was like hunt the pixel in fucking The Last of Us, find the spot or you can't do the thing.
Ooh, yes.
And I find that super irritating because you know what you're supposed to do sometimes, you know how to do it, but
you gotta find the right pixel.
Code in.
Yep.
Right. Which I don't mind it as much in a game like this because they would have had to code a lot more in their small studio. Of course, with The Last of Us, I have a lot of feelings about that.
Because, you know, Naughty Dog.
Shit pile. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I definitely got frustrated a time or two. Like, why can't you just step on that? Especially
why can't
once
you just get good.
Once you find. Yeah. We're not to the spoiler section yet, but there is a place that you find.
Mm-hmm.
Near the end of the game where there's a very specific item that you need.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't find that item at first because I didn't pick up the thing it was under.
Yeah,
that took me a bit. So I went to go back because I thought I had to go back to my lookout and I couldn't get out of there. And I wandered around probably for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I was so pissed. It was like, what? This is a ledge. You can get off this ledge. This is your ledge. There are many like it. But this one is yours. Get down it. And I was just like wandering and frustrated. I was like, I've done something wrong. Maybe I have broken my game. I'm going to have to start over.
Yeah. That was one of the things that, you know, there were parts where if you didn't do a very specific thing, but you didn't know that you had to do that specific thing. Like if we're talking about the same thing where you had to look under something.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. To find the thing that you needed to guide you, shall we say? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, then we're talking about the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
There was no clue that you needed to do that.
Mm-mm.
I mean, you just had to be, like, you know, thorough. And
you just had to ransack some shit.
Typically, I am pretty thorough. In fact, when you guys got the report that had your qualities, I'm really curious about what it said. Mm-hmm. One of mine was that I explored in depth or something similar.
Yeah, I think I got that too, but that's because, I mean, I do that in just about every game I can. I suffer from pick the flowers syndrome. I have to pick every single flower, unturn every stone, open every box, because
this is
there
why
will
I
be
have
things.
Never finished an Elder Scrolls game.
Right? I can't play.
Because you have to steal all the things?
Steal all the things.
I steal everything. I pick all the flowers, and that shit regrows.
Mm-hmm. Gotta keep
you gotta go
back.
Pick it again.
Gotta keep going back.
Single-handedly controlling the weed population.
It never ends.
I'm horrible. No. I am horrible. It's like once I get started, I'm like, you know what? I want to finish this motherfucking game. That's what I want to do. I'm not going back. I'm not checking again. So, and that's what made this game really hard for me at certain points is because, yeah, you did have those moments where you had to look quite thoroughly for everything. And my thing was, let me run in here. Let me look around. Let me check everything I can check. And let me get the fuck out of here because I know I need to do something else. And then I was like, but I can't leave because apparently I've missed something. I had to find the thing.
This is really interesting though, because of that thing we were talking about earlier, Sam, where, you know, your play styles may relate to other things that you do in life. And I've noticed that when we do collaborative writing, you and I, you are very like, stop talking about shit. We're going to get this part done. And I'm like, but we need to consider. You're like, shut up. We're going to write the draft. where I'm like, but Sam, maybe we need to look at this thing. Like, we need to pick this flower. And what if we went over here?
Nope.
If Lee and I collaborated, I guess we'd never get anything done.
Nothing will ever get done. Every flower will be picked. We will just have one of those, like, pressed flower botany books.
Yeah, our shit will be real pretty, at least.
Mm-mm. No, I am very much, you know, I was like, I'm on a mission to get this thing done. I want, because I like stories. Don't get me wrong. I love stories, but I'm always anxious to get to the end of the story.
Yeah.
So I'm not down for running around picking flowers. I want to see where the story's going to take me next.
Well, and this is why sometimes when I'm reading like a particularly long book or watching a long show, I will purposely spoil myself. Mm-hmm. Just because I can't take it anymore. But I know you don't do that.
Mm-mm.
And
mm-mm.
Terry,
see, that's fighting.
Terry looked this game up while I was playing it, and he kept sort of hinting that he knew stuff. And I was like, I hate you because I'm going to break and I'm going to ask. So I'm really glad that it was short because I would have broken and asked, like, what is it? Because I really had kinds of weird stuff going on. I was super suspicious of Delilah.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
I thought Delilah was out to get my ass.
Well, you know what everybody did. You know, I don't trust, you know, I'm not a real trustworthy kind of person. I was like, she is setting his ass up.
There's some shit about to go down. I was waiting for it right till the end. I was just, oh.
But then there was some shit that went down, but it wasn't what we thought, and it was just sad.
Yeah.
I like that, though, because we expect.
Yes.
Because it's a game and because there's this kind of mystery going on that really was like some Lost level shit.
Yeah.
So we expect this thing, but it turns out in the end, all there is human drama.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's all this, maybe it's, you know, the military, maybe it's some Area 51 shit, maybe it's and I'm like, nope. This some crazy motherfuckers. That's what this is, right?
Just people being people.
Yeah, I mean, and that's, yeah. They tried to plant that seed.
They really did.
They did try to plant that seed. And I wasn't going for it. Because, you know, I'm suspicious. I always want to believe it's the man.
I think that's perfectly reasonable.
The damn man.
It's always the man.
Yep.
So we've already started to spoil.
We have.
A bit.
Oh, we didn't give a warning.
Spoiler.
Spoiler. Spoiler. Spoiler.
<Sha-la-la. laughs>
All right. If you have not completed Firewatch and you care about spoilers, listen to the rest at your own damn risk and don't complain in the comments.
That's the important part there.
We love you, though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, that ending, though.
Tell me about your reports, because this is the thing that's really been chapping my ass. I have two specific questions. What did they say about Henry and Delilah for y'all? And then I want to talk about the reports.
Go ahead, Lee. You go first.
Oh, jeez. I'm trying to remember, because like I said before, I have the world's worst memory, but there wasn't anything super inflammatory, and I think some of that was like, anytime there was any flirting with Delilah, I just shut that shit down.
Oh, you were not into it at all.
Huh? I was not into it at all. I'm sorry. Henry is still married to Julia. He made a commitment. I have feelings. Don't be a jackass, boy.
I do have some questions about that. So I was kind of not flirty, but then when it skipped ahead to like day 33 or whatever, or it was like in the middle, suddenly they were like, I don't know what the radio equivalent is of sexting.
There was some of that going on, yeah, and that goes on even if you're like not into it as much.
Yeah, I didn't it's do interesting. That, you know? Yeah. At one point, Henry had taken off his wedding ring, though, and I had him put it back on.
I totally made his ass put his ring back on.
Damn right. Damn right. You made a commitment, son.
I really wonder. I only did it because I thought I had to cover for whatever was going on. Because I often don't wear my ring. I'm not any less married. In fact, I'm real fucking married. but I wonder if that affected the conversation they had at the end, because I watched somebody else's video and they had a different conversation at the end. Not real different, but different enough that I was like, what the hell? My report on Henry, because I think Delilah's probably always the same, said that I was, you know, like that thorough explorer. But when I was traveling, I stuck to the path, which I thought was interesting, because like Sam, I'll get lost. So if there's a path, I'm on that shit. I can track the path through the woods on the map.
Yeah, but those paths sometimes just led you into a fucking rock ledge.
Yeah, and that was a problem. Mm-hmm. The other thing that the report said was that Henry was guilty. Did you guys, did it say guilty?
I did see that. I saw that. Okay. And the way that I interpreted that was that he was feeling guilty about like.
Yeah.
Running. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, no, me too. I just didn't know if everybody got that or what.
I was like, yeah, because I was like, I didn't read it as he was doing some shit.
No, just that he felt guilty.
But you know what? My Henry felt guilty.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine too.
I mean, you could hear it in the conversations with Delilah, that his guilt that he felt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that didn't surprise me. And his ass should have felt guilty. I'm sorry, I'm kidding. I'm a horrible human being. This is like I said, I'm projecting. Because you know what?
Go ahead.
I don't know. This game has caused me to process some shit. And I don't like that. I get angry when games make me think. It's caused me to process some shit, because you know what? Yes, sometimes it is better to not try to do everything your damn self.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? And that is one thing that this game forces you to realize, you know, because like I said, if you choose to try to take care of Julia on your own and not put her in the hospital, then what happens? You start to drink heavily and you fail anyway, right? Because that is not a job that one person can do. One person cannot be solely responsible for the mental health and well-being of another at the cost of their own sanity and their own well-being. That is what this game is tries to get you to understand in that first part of the game. And like I said, that causes me to process some things, right? Because I'm like, no, you need to do this. Even though, you know what? You already know from your own personal experience that you're going to fail miserably at this shit, but you're still going to do it. I mean, so, yeah. I mean, it was hard. It was really hard.
It was definitely.
I mean, for a short game, Okay, relatively short, because for everybody else it was 4 hours, but for, you know, me and my wandering around getting lost ass, it was a little longer than 4 hours. But yeah, I mean, bravo, shit, that shit, if a game can make me think, and I'm an ornery ass and I refuse to think about anything, it's just the story was there. And as much as I did not like or sympathize with Henry, it was not because he was not a real well-written character. But you know what? It was because his ass was too well-written.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was good. It was a good game.
Definitely.
And at the end of the day, I thought, yeah, there were these little things, and there were some things that I don't understand them about to ask all about in a second, and some moments where I felt like maybe it could have been foregrounded a little bit better, but you know what, I don't really have any complaints. That's all surface shit. This is a good game.
And your ass hate everything.
I do. I almost tried to find reasons to not like the game, then I was like, you know what, it's just a good game and that's okay.
Maybe I can just like something. What is that about?
It's all my SJW training coming through. How can I hate this? How can I make it terrible?
The first thing they teach us in SJW boot camp.
They do. Mm-hmm. Don't tell, though. Motherfucker, damn. Okay, so here's my question, though.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So why – can we say the name? Can we say the names?
Sure.
Are we that spoiler? What the fuck with the reports, Ned? Like, what purpose did that serve?
Ned got some issues. I don't know what the fuck was wrong with Ned. Yes.
Shit. Ned has some serious issues. I mean, obviously, if no matter what, your kid ends up dead at the bottom of a cave and you're responsible, even if you didn't do it or you did, who knows, you probably got some issues. But why create this weird, elaborate, fake testing scenario?
Well, because, you know, Ned had some post-traumatic shit going on.
Yeah?
That's true. Even so, it read as pretty elaborate. There was that thing on both the reports where it's like level of suggestibility. That's what had me thinking like government experience or alien.
Yeah, and like supervisor signature and all this stuff. Like, what?
It was elaborate. He whole-assed that thing. That was not a half-ass.
That was not even a three-quarter ass. He brought his whole ass.
That was every ass available.
Well, so here's the thing, though, is that here's the thing that Ned had all kinds of guilt going on. I mean, even from, remember in the, when, did you go through the desk drawers?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you found the map of two orcs.
No.
Okay. So in one of my desk drawers, cause there's two desk drawers. If you go through, the kid, what the hell's his name?
Brian.
There was a book called Eight the Hard Way in one drawer that was about rolling dice. Uh-huh. In the other drawer, there was a 20-sided die and a Dungeons and Dragon map.
Oh my God. I found Eight the Hard Way, but not the other stuff.
Yeah. I found the die, but I didn't find the map.
And see, there was a map and the die in the other one. Right. So, and when Henry told Delilah about it, he was like, oh, so I guess his dad really hated that he was into this stuff. And his dad probably felt horribly guilty about it. So there was all this, there were these suggestions that, you know, Ned was pretty much an asshole as a dad. And so there was that guilt going on too. So I think that what happens is, you know, he had some kind of psychotic break that made him kind of build this whole alternative scenario.
Well, he definitely had like more than just issues, right? Because when he leaves that last tape for Henry, he's very defensive and kind of like almost like a 1950s style kind of dad. Like he wanted to make a man out of his son, and he failed.
Yeah. That's what I said. I think he had built this whole kind of alternative thing where he was not taking responsibility for what had gone on in any way or in the relationship that he had with his kid. And the blame was like laid on everyone else. Like I said, so I don't know that he didn't believe all that shit.
And now we're all like,
We're all pondering.
And I meant to look up some like fan stuff about this today, but I just did not get a chance. I'm really interested in what other people have to say about this aspect of the game.
I know, it's like Lost.
Yes, yeah. There's got to be some of that going on.
If they had released this shit like episodically, it would have had a whole big ass like community and website and forum surrounding it.
Oh my god,
been some epileptic tree levels of wild mass guessing going on.
Yes. Oh my gosh. For sure.
So now I'm curious. Now I want to look it up.
I know.
I want to look up all of the
same things. What else? I was so worried about those teenage girls the whole time.
I was too. I was waiting for their bodies to turn up. I was waiting for just,
I thought they, you know, because my thought was that they were either dead or bound and tortured in that cave. I was like, it's gonna be some shit in that cave. Don't go in that cave.
I know what happens when you go in caves. Mm-mm. This is some horror movie shit.
Yeah, I thought I was expecting the worst, but that's because, you know what, I played Life is Strange. And after playing Life is Strange, I'm always going to expect the worst out of everybody.
That is true.
If you do some unthinkable shit, it's gonna happen.
Oh.
So yeah, that was so it was not nearly as bad as I thought it was going to be.
No, but there was definitely a feelings parade.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I was pretty sure not only were we gonna find the kid dead, but I was pretty sure we were also going to find the girls dead. And at a point, I was pretty sure that all those people that were supposed to be in the tent that weren't there, they were also dead in the bottom of that cave. I was like, everybody dead in that damn cave.
I also wondered if the other lookouts were actually dead and Delilah was just like, you know, maybe a little around the bend. Because you never talk to any of them, right? You see these notes, but I assume that those were from older lookouts in the past.
Yes, she says at one point that they hadn't been around for like a year.
Oh, I didn't ask her about them, I guess. I was so invested in their story, which was so clearly a one-sided love story. Oh,
right,
so
right.
Sad. I know. It was so sad.
Feels.
It was unrequited love.
Yeah. I just wanted to be like, you can do better.
This dude's an ass. Yeah, I forgot that quickly what I was about to say. What were we talking about?
I don't know.
See, the cider's kicking in.
Did you guys know there's a secret ending, an alternate ending?
Really?
There is. You can wait and not get on the helicopter at the end.
What happens?
Nothing. You stay. Fade to black.
Fuck. Ooh.
Wait a minute.
You just stay and like, there's a fire, dude. Why would you stay? Do you just want to die? Would
Ned
you rather
stayed.
Die than go back to your fucking wife? God.
Ned stayed, and I didn't get the sense that it was suicide by fire. He was going to go and try to survive, and I guess that in that alternate ending, you can choose to have Henry stay and kind of go into the wild like Ned.
Well, that sounds like
I guess it's really
idea.
A choice of like who you identify with, right? Do you identify with Delilah,
true.
Or do you identify with Ned?
Interesting.
That is weird.
That's really weird.
Why? Yeah, and that's, yeah, again, why would you stay? It is that question. Are you that fucking irresponsible that you're just like, you know what? I'm going to stay. I'm just going to say fuck it.
Well, most people didn't. They get on the helicopter because staying is dumb.
There's a fire. There's a lot of fire.
Fire a lot back. Of fire.
Helicopter pretty. We
you, know,
leave
you already had one fire, then you had a second fire, and it, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like, you're going to burn. You're going to burn.
I wonder if there's anything else that I wanted to ask. But did y'all find the bear ever? I wanted to find the damn bear.
I never found the bear.
I didn't find the bear. I thought the bear must have been a figment of my imagination. Maybe I did.
There was for sure a tree that was all messed up.
Mm-hmm.
But nope, no bear.
No bear.
No, I was pretty sure that there was no bear, that the bear was Ned.
Oh.
Hmm.
Oh, I didn't think of that possibility.
Yeah, I was pretty sure.
But there was a tree that was all clawed up, and if Ned did that, then Ned had some real problems.
Maybe he did it with an axe.
He was probably bored or, you know, dealing with his trauma in very unproductive ways.
Did you guys get the turtle?
Yes.
What did you name him? Did you name him?
Or I didn't name him. I didn't know you could name him.
Yeah, you can name him Turt Reynolds or Shelley Duvall.
Wow.
Oh, I didn't get that part.
Yeah.
I didn't get the turtle. What did I do wrong?
Oh, he was in a box.
I missed it. Now I'm sad.
He was all hanging out. Like, was he in a box or was he on a rock by the box? He was on a rock by the box.
At least mine was on a rock.
Yeah. So I was just like, cool, turtle. And I picked it up and one of the options, like his little head popped out. He's all looking at you. And you're like, sweet. And one of the options then was if you hold B, you could adopt him. So then he was in my lookout tower and I took him with him when I left. I took him with me. I went back to the damn lookout and got the turtle on purpose.
Well, obviously, if you have a pet turtle, you're going to save the pet turtle.
Right?
What kind of monster?
Well, Henry, because he kept throwing books on the ground and shit.
Oh my God, that drove me crazy. Every time you pick something up, and I'm just trying to put it back in the
box.
Yes. Back in the box. It.
No, I can't. Just throw that shit. Like, fuck this book. Fuck this book in particular.
Okay, so it wasn't just me. No. I kept picking up shit and putting it down over and over again because I wanted it to be in the right spot.
Yeah.
But yeah, did you notice that after a while, I noticed after a while that if you found, it was very much another pixel thing, if you found exactly the right pixel, you could, instead of dropping it, you could put a thing back. It would pop up as put back instead of dropping.
Yeah, I saw that in a couple of places.
I never got that.
Especially the book flying around the lookout.
Yeah, that was driving me nuts.
Why do you live like a slob, Henry? God.
I never got that. I did notice that if you, like with the box and stuff, if you kind of tossed things, you could get it back in. So I spent a lot of time like holding the button down so I could book toss.
Over and over
again. Yeah, I was so mad. And then I picked up all the beer cans I found too.
I did too.
I was like, I'm going to single-handedly stop global warming. You same?
Yep. These litter bug teenage too. Garbage people.
Why wasn't there like an automatic button for like pick up all beer cans?
Nope.
Because that's not how things work.
God damn it.
There should be an automatic pick up all beer cans button for life.
Yeah, there should be. And yet...
Mm-hmm. I was mad that he couldn't take that whole case of beer they left behind. The girls left behind.
Talk about going to waste.
I know.
Yep.
I was like, that's a full case of beer. Take that shit with you.
I don't even care if it's bad beer. Beer is beer. Think about your life. Think about where you are.
Right.
I did take their whiskey, though.
Oh, I took their whiskey.
Wait, what whiskey?
There was whiskey.
Oh, no, you didn't take the whiskey.
Did you miss the whiskey?
I missed the whiskey.
How you miss whiskey? It was apparently good whiskey, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think I missed the whiskey. I'm pretty sure I missed the whiskey.
You are living wrong.
Apparently.
I'm real sorry for your loss.
I was mad about the beer, and apparently there was whiskey. Damn it. Yeah, from the moment you saw those girls, those girls were a typical horror primer waiting to happen.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They were drinking. They were
naked.
Naked. They were skinny dipping. They were, you know, cussing and screaming at the authority. I was like, they gotta die.
So they're gonna turn up dead. I was waiting for it.
They were the horror primer waiting to happen. That must have been what was going to happen next. So, yeah, it was like in my mind, because that's the way horror movies go, they were supposed to die.
No, instead, poor Brian Goodwin is all fucking fossilized at the bottom of the cave. And the minute, because I saw the shoe on my way out and I was like, motherfucker. I had been denying to myself that we would find the body of Brian Goodwin. Mm-hmm. So I was... But I could not deny it any longer once I saw the shoe.
Okay, so you know what? It never occurred to me that he was going to be at the bottom of that cave. Because you know how I am about kids and games. I would have never fucking played this game if I
had
known
that.
That's
why I was so mad at you.
Mm-hmm.
And when I, like I said, I had to figure it out. And that's why I was like, I asked you, and I should have been more clear. Apparently, I was like, have you seen this game played? And you were like, yes. And I was like, okay.
I don't watch Let's Plays, Sam. So I don't watch the whole damn game.
It's been established that you don't watch Let's Plays. You've made that abundantly clear.
We really have. But yeah, I got super mad when I figured out that was what was going to happen. I was like, God damn it, Sam, you did it again. Sam, set me up for Dead Children games.
If you know that is not my MO. I hate Dead Children games. That shit makes me cry.
Mm-hmm. And yet.
Well, I asked you.
We're going to go through this all night long.
I know, because I'm feeling guilty. I'm like, I asked you, damn it.
It was all right. I had enough time to prepare for it, so I only cried a little. But it was pretty obvious that was what was happening. They just mentioned him too many times. You know, he just kept coming up. And then I was pretty sure it was his dad because there were too many hints, too, about like radio stuff and technical stuff. But, oh, Brian's a big nerd.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, it's dad. He's still here, but Brian's not.
When I found the map, I knew for sure that that's probably what it was.
Yeah.
When I found the map and I was like, oh, fuck me. He was out like playing Dungeons and Dragons or something by himself. And that's why his ass disappeared. So I was like, nope. I'm taking the zero. See, because I mean, again, right. Because being of a certain age, right. Because I'm old enough that I don't know if anybody remembers like in Michigan, when those kids got fucked up playing Dungeons and Dragons in the tunnels at Michigan State for real.
Uh-uh.
So yeah, when I saw that, I was like, nope, that's what this is. And it's interesting that you guys didn't get the map. That like Lee got the die, but not the map. The die.
Never saw the map.
And did you look in both drawers, Alicia, the left and the right?
I don't remember. I may not have. Okay. I may have gotten distracted.
The book was in one drawer, and then the die and the map was in the other drawer.
Yeah, no, I found that book, but I didn't find the other thing. Oh, well. I think I'm probably going to play it again. Just to see how many things I can force change on, right?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Since that's my jam. I also super liked that the characteristics that you described in yourself and some of your personality came out in the picture that she drew.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That you could find in her lookout. Oh, when she left, I was so mad too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I knew she wasn't really interested in him. Like that didn't surprise me. But then she left.
It's like, did this time together mean nothing to you?
Wow. I'm just gonna leave you in the burning ass forest. Thanks for making sure I'm probably not gonna get fired. Peace out.
Now it is you who shall get fired. Aha, bad puns.
Yeah, Delilah she was a bitch from the beginning, man. I mean, remember it was always weird stuff. It was her tone from the very beginning. Uh-huh. Not that I'm tone policing, but she was just rude.
And she then, was.
There was a lot
then
of.
And then she was gossiping about him.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember that when she forgot to turn off the walkie-talkie and she was talking on the phone to somebody about him?
Mm-hmm. That was why I didn't trust her at all.
No, that was too suspicious.
Yep. Right, and I was like, oh, she is so setting his ass up for something. Between that and then, you know, and then like the, you know, he's out like, she's got him out like, go in the cave and she's like drinking tequila. No. How about this? Bitch, you get your ass out there and go to Cane's. Let me sit back and drink some tequila.
How about you're the experienced veteran? You have been doing this for 13 years. I literally just started this job. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
She was
exactly.
But that was another thing, right? So Henry was allowed to be like fat and naked and, you know, have big old hairy legs and just be like a schlubby man. Delilah, who from her clothes hanging up in a very slim body, presented as relatively feminine, and is a bitch. Not to be the one who always brings things back to gender representation, but
no, don't do that. How dare you?
Yeah.
You know, and that was one thing, that I thought about constantly, right, as I was playing this game, honestly, is, and you know what made me think about gender nonstop in this game? Was the hands. Looking at Henry's hands constantly when I went to do things constantly brought me back to Henry's this dude and he's an asshole. Yes. But why does he have to be a dude, one? And why does he have to be a dude who's an asshole?
Yeah.
Why can't he be anything else? You know, why can't it be a woman who's an asshole? Because, yes, Delilah is bitchy. And,
but she's the bitch who plays you, which is a very standard presentation of
right,
bitchy
she
women.
Is acceptably so, right? Yeah. She's predictably so and acceptably so.
Yeah.
And I kept thinking about that constantly. And for me, it was something about, well, the fact that all his fingers were square, yes. But it was something about the hands that just kept drawing me back to thinking about presentation and how he was allowed to behave and how she was not. That, in fact, you know, this, again, white male hands, and you know how that always throws me off, you know. Yeah, and not being able to change or think about them in any way.
Did you see the stuff about how Henry was actually rendered?
No.
Did you, Lee?
I don't think so. No.
Terry found it while I was playing, and he showed me a little video. So if you, because you don't really see Henry's model, but I guess if you. You can if you tear apart the code or if you glitch or whatever. I don't know. I don't know how he got this. But so Henry has this giant head and this little squat body with these huge arms, and they're not fully attached at the shoulders in the character model because they needed them to pivot and move in ways that real people don't so that you can do everything. So there's a little clip. I'll find it and we can put it in the show notes because it is hilarious because it's this like weird – twisted semi-humanoid figure but they didn't worry about rendering him as like a real person because you're never supposed to see him which I thought was a really cool way to like leverage a little bit of work to get a big thing done.
That's interesting,
right?
That's really interesting.
Yeah. And did you also notice that when you looked down at yourself, Henry had a flat stomach?
I did notice that, yeah.
He was, yeah, he was not large anymore when you looked down.
I wondered if that was supposed to be because he was out hiking all the time.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, this guy's got to be in pretty good shape if he's, you know, jumping down off of shit and climbing all over these rocks. It's like, you know, I get winded going up a flight of stairs. This guy's in shape.
But Delilah still drew him as heavy set. And she could see him.
True that. Huh. Yeah. See, that's the only thing I thought about because you could also see that he had a flat stomach when he was rappelling down.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I was like, so they must be drawing him as, you know, having some kind of body change based on all this exercise that he's getting. That because that's exactly what I thought. But yeah, you have a good point.
Dang.
Also, in the picture of Henry with Julia, you can't see Julia's face.
Yeah, I noticed that.
No, she's holding the camera, right?
Yep. So you see him, and you really see him, because there's penis in the game, but you
There's some dong. Was dong.
There was dong, but you don't. You don't see any of the women.
Nope.
Hmm. And see, once again, you know, maybe it's me and my complete lack of interest in dong. I did not see it.
You didn't even notice the dong?
Not nope. Even a little bit.
Nope.
Oh, that was real obvious dong.
Mm-hmm.
It was in the drawing that Julia did of him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In the journal. Yeah.
Nope. Did not see it. I want to go back now and play the beginning so I can see if I see
you can look for dong.
Dong watch 2K16.
Did not see it. Sorry.
Okay, I just put that Henry model in the Slack channel.
Oh man, that's weird as hell.
Isn't that weird? If you go to the page, there's a bunch of GIFs.
That's awesome.
That just makes me like I can no longer take it seriously, right?
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
All right. So, final thoughts about Firewatch.
I liked it.
That's a lot really coming did. From you. You like nothing.
I know.
I really think it was a beautiful game. It actually, you know, I keep bringing this back to my grandparents for some reason. My grandfather was a forester. He worked in Redwood National Forest and in Yellowstone before I was born. Yeah. And so walking around this beautiful nature preserve, even though it was virtual, of course, it still had this very real feel to it. And
it did.
It was just, that was very cool to me. It was beautifully designed and it felt like you're walking around nature. And, you know, going back to what Sam was saying about getting lost all the time, I have a ridiculously good sense of direction and it felt like I was in the forest and that I was able to keep track of things. It was a really interesting experience like that.
Yeah. I want more games like this. This is what I want.
Yeah, definitely.
Hmm.
It's not a perfect game, but no. It's doing a lot of things right.
So you here's a question, Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Did you fill your camera?
I didn't, no.
I didn't either. I didn't know there was an achievement. Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go back.
I had 4 pictures left.
Yeah, I had like 4 pictures left.
It was so pretty. I was taking pictures all the time.
Well, I was and then saving when my camera them because was... I thought I needed them.
Nope. I didn't figure I needed them. I'm like, I'm just going to take pictures. I was like, I want to take pictures. Maybe it'll let me go back and put my pictures up on the wall and my lookout or so.
It's kind of funny. When we both play a game on Xbox, Sam, I always check the little compare to friend.
Uh-huh.
Because
check it up on me.
I like to feel good about myself because I usually beat you in achievements. and then I noticed that I was number 2 on what I was like, God damn it. What am I number 2 in? Yes. And it was that you filled your damn camera.
Well, that's the thing is that, I'm usually number 2 because I play through fast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm much more thorough.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, how fast can I finish this game?
It was good though.
Definitely.
It was good. I'll probably go back and play it again now.
Yeah, I probably will.
Because hopefully I can remember how to get around that motherfucker and not be lost all the time.
It's a game that's it's short enough for me that I could see like streaming it for friends or something. Because I have friends who they never have time to play games, but they have time to watch games. But they also hate regular Let's Plays because there are people yelling and screaming in them. So I'm like, I should just start streaming games for all y'all.
Oh my God. Can we take a second to imagine what this would be like? Oh my God. What's that? What's over there? It's a shadow. Oh, it's
well, and just the way that the game does sort of set you up for these horror tropes, just the average screaming Let's Player like bracing themselves in like the cave and
oh my gosh at the end of the game like the last third I kept stopping after you get hit in the head I kept stopping and looking around and I kept waiting for somebody to be behind me
and it doesn't help that I've been playing a lot of Bioshock and so I'm used to shit jumping out in my face like blah it's like this is what's gonna happen. I'm gonna put my back against the wall, please don't jump out at me.
Mm-hmm. It drove me nuts that, you know, I was like, this motherfucker gonna sneak up on me again and hit me in the back of the head. I'm gonna be so mad.
This is not fun. I do not like it. I will be upset.
Yeah, when he hit me in the back of the head, I was like, I'll be damned. Like, I was just like, I'm looking for a bear. And he just come up and just like cold cocky in the back of the head.
I jumped. I straight up jumped. It was like, blah.
It was horrible.
Yep.
It made me say it.
All right. Well.
All right. On that note. So now we're going to all go back and play again, and then we're going to come back and tell everybody exactly what we did differently and what we did say.
Whatever. We're going to get those people on the show and be like, tell us everything.
You have to explain. We have questions. Many questions.
Exactly. Make it all make sense to us. I would love to do that.
Yes.
That would be amazing.
We will email. Be like, hey.
Come talk to us about your game, please.
Yep. So, Campo Santo, if you're listening, we want you on the show to talk to us about this game and justify all of your decisions concerning Henry or Hank, as Delilah liked to call him.
Whether he
even though he told her not to call him Hank.
Oh, mm-hmm. She was so bitchy about that. I get serious. I'm like, if I don't want, nope. You don't call me by another name unless I say that shit is okay.
Names are a thing for me. It's like, you use the name I said. Please and thank you.
Right.
For a reason. It is there for a reason.
I've gone over there to her lookout tower and set that shit on fire. Watch this, bitch.
Well, you're not a very responsible forester, are you? You're just going to burn the world down.
That's why I'm in academia.
Jeez. All right. That was fun.
It was. I'm glad you came on the show, Lee.
I am too. This was really fun.
The more you drink, the more fun it gets to be. I'm just kidding. Just kidding. So, on that note, I imagine that brings us to the end of episode 137. And until next time, when you join us for episode 138, please stay warm because fall has finally arrived. Stay dry because not only is it raining cats and dogs here, but all the freeways are flooded where I have to go tomorrow. And I'm going to drown. And as always, my friends, game on.